Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. When the clocks spring forward tomorrow for daylight saving time, it's a perfect reminder to do a few quick home safety and maintenance tasks. Many fire departments and home safety groups recommend pairing these with the time change so they're never forgotten. Replace smoke and carbon monoxide alarm batteries. Check your fire extinguishers. Change the HVAC and furnace filters. Check for plumbing leaks. Inspect your doors and windows. And some outdoor spring prep, like clean the gutters out and the downspouts. And review your emergency supplies, like replace expired items and first aid kits, and check flashlight batteries and your emergency radios. A routine basketball practice turned into a police matter after a confrontation between a parent and a teenage player left the student with a bloody nose. Investigators say the incident happened December 21st at Kingston High School during a junior varsity practice where a parent was reportedly taking part in drills with the team. At some point, authorities allege the adult threw a basketball that struck a 16-year-old player directly in the face. The teen suffered a nosebleed, prompting a police response and an incident report. The report has now been sent to the Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office for review. As of midweek, no criminal charges had been filed while investigators continued to examine what exactly happened inside the gym that day. A 19-year-old male from Gagetown was arraigned late Thursday afternoon for allegedly making threats against the Cass City School District's junior and senior high school on Wednesday. Hudson Bowers was arraigned late Thursday afternoon for allegedly making these threats against the school district. Tuscola County Prosecutor charged Bowers with making a false report of terrorism, which is a felony. The Sheriff's Department, along with its K-9 unit, assisted the Cass City Police Department in the investigation. The two police departments conducted interviews and search warrants were issued and used. The alleged suspect's residence was searched and firearms were reportedly seized. The bond for Bowers was set at $250,000 cash or surety without a 10% option. Because of the incident, there was an increased police presence at the school on Thursday. There was no threat to students, staff, and the community, but we wanted to provide reassurance, a reassuring presence that we are here for the community's safety, explained the Cass City Police Chief James Freeman. We'll be right back.
This is Jessica from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to McKenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
For 1 week only, March 3rd through March 9th, take advantage of doorbuster deals at Ashley and Bad Axe. Starting from as low as $249, the Ashley Anniversary Sale is exactly what you need to give your home the refresh you've been waiting for. Ashley and Bad Axe carries everything you need to make your space truly your own, from love seats and sectionals to bedroom sets, recliners, lift chairs, dining sets, mattress, and more. Ashley has it all. Now you can save up to 25% off store-wide, plus take up to 40% off accessories, and be sure to check out our hot buys you do not want to miss. Plus, we have floor model specials that are priced to go. Help us celebrate over 80 years of making homes great at Ashley and Bad Axe. With available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing, your new space is more affordable than ever. Exclusions apply. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Ashley is locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seedwing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back. Authorities in St. Clair County say a large number of animals were removed from a property in Clyde Township during an ongoing animal welfare investigation. According to St. Clair County Animal Control, officers working alongside the Sheriff's Department recovered more than 100 living animals, including ducks, chickens, and goats, along with nearly 100 animals found deceased at the location. Animal control officials say the investigation began after concerns were reported about conditions on the property. Interim Director Rachel Walsh noted that under Michigan law, livestock owners must provide animals with sufficient food, clean drinking water, sanitary living conditions, and access to shelter or natural protection from the elements. Walsh said the agency has seen a growing number of situations where people start small or hobby farms without fully understanding the resources, time, and knowledge required to properly care for livestock. She emphasized that raising animals requires consistent access to feed, water, and proper shelter, as well as ongoing oversight. The property owner voluntarily surrendered the animals involved in the case. Authorities say the investigation remains active, and the immediate focus is ensuring the surviving animals receive veterinary evaluations and appropriate care. Ford is recalling over 600,000 vehicles because a front windshield wiper motor defect could cause the wipers to operate intermittently or fail entirely, reducing visibility and increasing the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain 2020 to 2022 Ford Explorers and Escapes, along with 2020 to 2022 Lincoln Aviator and Corsair vehicles built between July 6th of 2020 and December 15th of 21. According to the Part 573 safety report, the issue stems from a condition in which the motor's cover terminal may have been misaligned with the brush card terminal during assembly, potentially creating a poor electrical connection that can lead to a loss of electrical continuity over time. Front wiper functionality may be intermittent before progressing to complete inoperability. And U.S. President Donald Trump appeared to rule out talks with Iran absent its, quote, unconditional surrender. Israeli warplanes pounded Beirut and Tehran on Friday as Iran launched another wave of retaliatory strikes against Israel and Gulf countries on the seventh day of the war. The strikes in Lebanon were the heaviest since 2024 ceasefire ended the last war between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah, who fired rockets at Israel in the opening days of the latest conflict. More than 95,000 people have fled Beirut's suburbs and southern Lebanon after sweeping Israeli evacuation warnings. The U.S. and Israel have battered Iran with strikes, targeting their military capabilities, leadership, and nuclear program. The stated goals and timelines for the war have repeatedly shifted. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I have no obituaries to mention at this time.